Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone joins us now. He's arts editor of Metroland and joins us every week, like Graham does, to tell us what's happening. And we are thrilled to have him with us as always. Sean, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
So,
you're usually thrilled when I come around.
I'm always thrilled when you're around. You should know that by now. I always look forward to talking to you. Now, we want to talk about some Oscar stuff. You're catching up on Oscar time movies.
Yeah, it just sort of deepens my bafflement with this year's Oscars. Although the first movie I'll talk about, I'm going to mention because it's pretty much gone. You've got about a week or two to see it in theaters. It's Wild. It's based on Cheryl Strayed's memoir of hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. Perfect nominations. Reese Witherspoon, Best Actress. She's great. Laura Dern, Best Supporting Actress. It didn't get a Best Picture nomination. It didn't get a Best Director nomination. Perfectly appropriate.
Okay.
Did you see it?
I did not.
I will,
but I have not.
Then we have the baffling Imitation Game, which is the story of Alan Turing and breaking the Enigma Code in World War II. It wants to be a thriller, but it also wants to be a mystery, and it wants to be a social problem drama, and it really isn't any of them. It's kind of mediocre, and Benedict Cumberbatch is fantastic, but baffling, best director, baffled. Best Supporting Actress, Keira Knightley. She doesn't really have that much to do, so I'm kind of wondering why she even got a nomination.
I'll agree with that.
I don't know. My theory is, if by the middle of the movie you're resorting to grainy black and white stock footage of Hitler, you've lost. You've failed.
Okay, you've made a point, although I have to say that film worked for me. And let me quickly just say... My very irrational reasoning why. Because I saw The Theory of Everything first, and that film did not work for me at all.
Interesting.
Other than Eddie Redmayne's performance, it didn't work for me. Now, so when I went into The Imitation Game, that movie did work for me. So in comparison, I liked it more, and I thought it was better.
I won't argue that parts of it are very entertaining. I guess my main gripe is I still don't know what his machine does.
Oh no! At least
try to tell us what it does.
I agree with you on that. Although I asked myself that question when I was coming out of the theater. I have no idea what it did. I have no idea how it did it. And then I thought to myself, if they tried to explain it, would I understand it? And the answer is probably not. So
true.
Maybe it's better they didn't bother. I don't know. But you're absolutely right. They just said it does incredible things, just buy the premise. And we're like, okay, I bought the premise.
There you go.
Okay. What else you got?
And also, for my third baffled nomination is Meryl Streep for Best Supporting Actress for Into the Woods. She's like the least interesting performance in a mediocre but entertaining movie.
But I think it's law in this land that she has to be nominated for something, right?
I believe so, but it's kind of painful because Emily Blunt is so good in that movie, and she's the most interesting character, and I'm just sort of, it's another one of those you just sort of shrug your shoulders and say, all right, well, I guess Judi Dench's time of getting nominated every year is gone, and Meryl Streep's back. Okay, we'll just live with it.
We got it. Yes. Now, and forgive me for going off the rails here for a moment. Because I remember us having this conversation, but I had not, at the time of our conversation, I had not yet seen the film. And that film is Birdman. Now, mm-hmm. Where did you come down in Birdman?
I liked it.
Okay. I did not.
Ah.
But I feel that I am certainly in the minority on that. But
I have a problem with the ending.
I have a huge problem with the ending. I have a huge problem with the ending, and I understand the cinematic achievement in it of running as one continuous shot. That is fabulous. The fact that it takes place in the St. James Theater, which is one of my favorite Broadway houses, I'm in. I will certainly not take away from the performances, especially the incredible Michael Keaton, who is marvelous in it, absolutely marvelous. But I just, it seems very self-indulgent. It feels very claustrophobic at times, and I don't know. I you know what? I'm a huge theater geek, and I'm a huge film geek, and it didn't work for me. And I just thought, well, I don't know if this doesn't, like, if you don't have me, how is it? But oddly, it's doing very well with in the award
category. I felt like it was being trapped inside someone else's nightmare. So I guess it didn't bother me.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Maybe my problem was it hit a little too close to home.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I know about that too.
Yeah. Right.
We'll just move along from there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, there's a million things going on this week, and I'll burn through them as fast as I can.
You're the best. Thank you.
Tonight at Proctor's on the main stage, it's Nice Work If You Can Get It. It's a big, splashy musical comedy set in the 1920s with flashy costumes and a lot of Gershwin songs.
Yeah, they pack a lot of great songs into a 2.5-hour show, and they do a really great job at it.
There you go. Also tonight at the Egg in Albany, comedian Dimitri Martin and his tour, The Persistence of Jokes.
I'm a big fan. Ian Pickus did a great interview with him, or that aired earlier that you can hear online. Very funny, very deadpan, and should be a great night.
Also tonight, the New York State Writers Institute Visiting Writers Series kicks off at the University at Albany Campus Center with Katha Pollitt, the longtime Nation columnist, is going to be discussing her book, Pro Reclaiming Abortion Rights. That's at 8 o'clock, and it's free. Also tonight, over at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, the Troy Chromatic Concert Series resumes with the Mariinsky Orchestra. They're going to be playing a Rachmaninoff Symphony and parts of both Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev's takes on Romeo and Juliet. So this is sort of an early Valentine's Day thing, you know?
Yeah, good stuff.
And then Saturday, we have a major exhibit opening at the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie. It's XL, large-scale paintings from the permanent collection. So if you want to get that sort of Louvre feeling, this will give it to you.
By the way, one of my favorite museums in the region. A beautiful, incredible museum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Also Friday night, at Proctor's on the main stage, Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. I'm hoping, you know, that there'll be cheetahs running up and down the aisles of Proctor's, but I'm guessing that's probably not going to happen.
Maybe marmosets.
Yeah.
Maybe not cheetahs. Maybe a marmoset.
Okay. Also Friday at the Hollow Barn Kitchen in Albany, it's Tana Asili and La Band Rebelde. They play a Afro-Latin reggae rock band. They're an Albany-based band, but they're nationally known. Also Friday, opening at Schenectady Civic Playhouse, the drama Rabbit Hole, which is a really good show, actually.
Yeah, and our dear friend Amy Lane, who was with us earlier this week, is starring in that, and the cast looks great. The I read a piece on it the other night, and it just seems fantastic. Really, really good stuff. So we wish them all the best. It seems like a great show to see.
Saturday night at the MPAC Theater, it's Dance Movies. It's their long-running annual series of films commissioned by and or developed at MPAC, which is a lot of fun. Also Saturday night at the Egg in Albany, it's the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company with one of their new collaborations. And then just because I hadn't seen his name in so long, I was sort of shocked back into the past. Tom Green is going to be at the Comedy Works in Albany on Wednesday night, if you remember MTV from ye olden days.
Yes, he still has a career.
Yes. Life is strange, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, opening this week at the movie theaters, the Oscar-nominated shorts programs, animated and live action. You can see them at the Spectrum 8 Theaters in Albany and also at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. Kevin Costner's personal project, Black or White, which he plays a white grandfather battling his granddaughter's black grandmother, Octavia Spencer, for custody. Mixed reviews so far. Black Sea, because there's still U-boats at the bottom of the ocean filled with Nazi gold. Yeah. Someone has to go find them.
All right.
And then A Most Violent Year, which was sort of passed over for Oscar consideration, but it's supposed to be very good. It's from J.C. Chandor, who did Margin Call and the Redford movie. Was it All Is Lost? I can't remember right now.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But it stars Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain. And then Project Almanac, which if you remember, there was a low-budget sci-fi movie called Chronicles that was a hit last year.
Yep.
This is Michael Bay sort of ripping it off.
Okay. Well, there you go. It has a neat stand up in the movie theater lobbies with a kind of a swirling flashlight. That's about all I know about it. All right.
There you go.
Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, our good friend, and it's very nice to have you here. Hopefully, we'll be back next week if the fun drive isn't going on. But if not, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sean.